Christmas fills our hearts with joy as we think of gifts, lights, and holiday spirit. But first and forever, we must remember there's just a little family. Without toys, or trees, or tinsel. Just a baby. That's how Christmas began. Let us travel back to Bethlehem and share the story of his birth. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Do you have any room in the inn?
No, I'm sorry, we're full. Try next door.
Please, do you have any room for us in the inn?
We have too many guests already. We have no room.
Do you have any room for us in your inn? We've come a long way, and my wife is with child.
All of our rooms are full. I have an empty stable out back you may use. It's not much, but it will give you some shelter. Joseph, the baby will be coming soon. Let's please go to the stable.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Christmas is more than a day in December. It's all those things that we love to remember.
As we see the twinkling Christmas lights, let us remember the star that led the wise men to seek the Savior that night.
When we give and receive gifts, let us remember the giving of gifts is not something man-made. God started the gift-giving when that gift beyond words, His Son, He gave.
When we see the Christmas tree, we remember that from a tree, the cross was made. And on it, for our sins, the price was paid.
At Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, let's keep in mind the truth of Christmas Day. For it's not the lights or the Christmas tree, nor the gifts that lie underneath, but Christ's love for us that we'll always remember. That's why Christmas is more than a day in December.